this? What are the fruits of yesterday's meditation? Has it confirmed you in the same mind you were in at party? Or have you since cause to change your opinion? What say you? We can know nothing, Hylas. Will you tell me? I do not really know what fire water is. Do I not know this to be a real stone that I stand on? And that which I see before my eyes to be a real tree? Surely, Hylas, I can distinguish gold, for example, from iron. And how could this be if I knew not what either truly was? It seems then we are all altogether put off with the appearances of things, and those false ones too. The very meat I eat and the cloth that I wear have nothing in them like what I see and feel. But is it not strange the whole world should be thus imposed on one so foolish as to believe their senses? And yet I know not how it is, but men eat and drink and sleep and perform all of the offices of life as comfortably and conveniently as if they really knew the things they are conversing about. You mean they know that they know nothing? But you are all this while in earnest, Hylas? You are seriously persuaded that you know nothing real in the world? Suppose you are going to write. Would you not call for pen, ink, and paper like another man? Do you not know what it is you call for? You amaze me. Was anything more wild and extravagant than the notions you now maintain? And is it not evident you are led into all these extravagances by the belief of material substance? This makes you dream of those unknown natures in everything.
Barclay.
It is to this that you are indebted for being ignorant of what everybody else knows perfectly well. Nor is this all. You are not only ignorant of the true nature of everything, but you know not whether anything really exists or whether there are any true natures at all. For as much as you attribute your material things an absolute or external existence when you suppose the reality consists, and as you are forced in the end to acknowledge such an existence may lead to a direct repugnancy or nothing at all, it follows that you are obliged to put down your own hypothesis of material substance and positively deny the real existence of any part of the universe. And so you are plunged into the deepest and most deplorable skepticism that ever man was. Tell me, Hylas, is it not as I say?